But how about our children? What will be the impact of the new spirituality on them?
Much will change in the life of your offspring. For one thing, they will no longer be ignored.
Ignored? Who's ignoring them?
Many adults. Children are being left to their own devices, relegated to their own little worlds. More and more and more of the time, as both parents work and involve themselves in other things. Children spend hours in front of screens, TV screens, computer screens, video game screens, movie screens. They are being, quite literally, screened out from life itself. This process of screening removes them from reality and places them into an imaginary world. All of this would not be so bad if it were a world of their own imagination, based on what you have taught them, but it is not. It is the world that exists in the imagination of the TV producers, and the computer program designers, and the video game creators, and the movie makers, and what they are teaching them.
You're right. We are doing that. It gets the kids out of our hair, I guess, so we just let them jump in there and swim in there.
And drown in there.
And drown in there. Sometimes it's hours before they come up for air. I mean, they can spend a half day in front of a screen. Half a day, heck, an entire weekend.
In many cases, that is true. The new spirituality will invite you to change all that. In the days of the new spirituality, adults will have the tools to give back to children the gift of their own imagination. Tomorrow's God will not scare children, branding into their very souls the fear of God. Tomorrow's God will teach children that fear and guilt are the only enemies of humans, that love is all there really is, and that God is never, ever going to punish them. Tomorrow's God will teach children never to be afraid to fail, because failure does not exist in God's kingdom. Only effort exists, and effort is all that matters and all that counts, because every effort leads to an outcome that moves life itself forward, and forward is where life yearns to go. Tomorrow's God will teach children that there is no insufficiency, but that there is enough. There's enough of all the things that humans think they need to survive and to be happy. And so children do not have to continually strive to be the best or the fastest or the smartest. And they do not have to enter into ruthless competitions and make others wrong and push others out of the way in order to be one of the winners and avoid being one of the losers in life. Tomorrow's God will teach children that they are one with God and that they can act as God would act and be as God would be in the day-to-day living of their lives. And tomorrow's God will give parents the tools with which to teach that. Those tools will be the messages of the new spirituality.
Oh my gosh, I'm so inspired. I'm sitting here almost crying.
You may be crying at what you have done to your children in the past, but cry not at what you will do for them in the future. For that future is bright indeed.
Well, the future you've laid out is, but are you certain that all of this will happen?
You want it to happen?
Yes.
Are you willing to work for it to happen?
Yes.
Then it will happen.
And what about our schools? What will they look like? How will our embracing of tomorrow's God affect them?
Education is the most important single tool that can be used in the transformation of humanity. Those who seize power and seek to hold on to it understand this very well. And that is why they do whatever they can to curtail or control education and learning among their people.
What will the new educational approach emerging from the new spirituality be like?
It will start by drawing spirituality into all other fields of study, submerging every subject matter in values exploration, so that the child is aware from the earliest days of her life that there is no disconnection between a person's most fundamental sacred beliefs and a person's daily behaviors, and that the same is true for all of society.
I wonder if educators will ever acknowledge that most of those problems and challenges which today's kids are going to have to face will in the end have little or nothing to do with geometry, geography, biology, or history, and everything to do with fairness, tolerance, equality, and honesty.
They will in the educational environments emerging from the new spirituality. Because education is so powerful, because humanity has in the past done it either very ineffectively or extremely manipulatively, this is where the work of the new spirituality will begin. The first step in doing this will be to remove punishment from education forever.
Remove punishment?
Yes. In the days of the new spirituality, coercion and punishment will not be part of the educational process.
But how will the teachers deal with unruly kids? I mean, there are times when punitive action is just the only way.